tell them that I need more. Buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it, yeah. Tell them that we need more. Buy it, buy it, tell them that I need more. Buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it. I woke up this morning, rolled a joint, just got to it.
What's going on, y'all? This is Simeon R. Brown, and this is my podcast. This is the first episode of my podcast. This is something I wanted to do for a while now, and I'm doing it, you know, right now on my laptop. And, you know, I wasn't going to do it right now. I mean, I was going to do it later, but reading this new book, and it's about procrastination. It's about taking action. So I said, you know what? Let me not just read the book, and I'm not done with it. I'm like halfway done with it. But I said, let me just go ahead and take action now and follow the principles in the book, because, you know, it's no point in procrastinating. I was going to wait until certain things were together, but, you know, I'm going to be doing this podcast every week, so it'll just get better. So if the first few episodes ain't to your liking, I don't care. It doesn't matter, because it's going to get better. So, yeah, that's what it is. So, you know, again, first episode, man, I'm excited to do this. This is something I wanted to do for a good while. And, you know, what I'm going to be talking about in this podcast, not just this episode, but, you know, future episodes, you know, about marketing, sales, how to get more sales in your business, how to market yourself, how to brand yourself, and just all around everything entrepreneurship, because that's what I'm about. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, been so for, you know, for a lot of years now. And one of the number one things that I really enjoy doing, that I have a passion for, is helping people. Now, I'm not just saying that, you know, just because that's what most people in the online marketing, network marketing arena say. Oh, I love to help people. I mean, they like to get commissions from people, which is fine. It's good to make money. But that's something that most people say. But I realized, you know, doing a lot of different things, having a lot of different businesses over the years, that I really, really do help. I really do enjoy helping people. It's something I do have a passion for, you know. And I realized this back when I was in network marketing. Even though I'm not in network marketing currently, I still help a lot of people in that industry. And I realized it maybe 4 years ago, when I first got into network marketing, and I was with this particular company that I'm not affiliated with anymore. And I helped this young lady make her first check as an entrepreneur. She made about, I think, $700. And I helped her, and I remember she called me. It was at nighttime. I was actually on vacation in Georgia. I'm from New York. I was in Georgia on vacation. And she called me at night. I was walking outside, and it was pitch black, dark. You know, you hear the crickets. You see the stars at night down south. And I'm on the phone with her, and she sounds kind of sad, but she's happy, you know. And she was actually crying on the phone because, you know, she made her first check. She didn't think she could do it. You know, I helped her. I gave her the coaching that she needed and encouragement to do what it takes to make that first check. And she was crying on the phone. And I remember it so clearly and vividly, you know, and she was thanking me. And she was like, I can't believe it. Because that $700 was enough to help her with her rent. And plus, she just went through like a bad relationship, like a bad breakup. And, you know, her self-esteem was low. And she told me she didn't think she could do it. You know, after going through that bad breakup, she felt worthless. She didn't, you know, her self-esteem was extremely low. And then she got into this business, and within a few weeks, she made $700. Even though that's not a lot of money, of course, to some people. But it's not really about the money all the time. Sometimes it's about the, you know, she found out she can do it. You know, that was confirmation that she, you know, did have the worth. She, you know, she was good enough to be successful. So she called me and she was crying. And I remember I started tearing up too on the phone, because it was kind of emotional. Like, I wasn't, you know, at first I wasn't thinking about it. When she got into my business, you know, of course I wanted to help people, but that was on the, you know, that was in the back of my mind. My initial goal was to make money, of course. So, you know, after talking to her on the phone, and she's, you know, she's crying, she's excited, and I'm tearing up because it's an emotional, you know, call. And she's explaining to me she didn't, you know, have the self-worth and her bad breakup, and now she's excited being a single mother and she made this money. You know, I'm tearing up, and that's when I realized, at that moment, I said, you know, it's bigger than the money. Of course, the money is good, and I appreciate the money that I made in that company, and even the money I made from helping her. But I don't remember the money. Like, the money that I made from helping her, I don't know what I did with it. I don't know what I spent it on. Who knows? I don't remember how much I made from her. I don't recall. But I do vividly remember that conversation I had with her, you know, that late night in Georgia, and how she felt and how it made me feel. It made me feel like, man, this is my purpose. This is what I was born to do. Like, this is, you know, this is it right here. Like, this, it felt right. It felt right to help somebody, you know. And it felt good to get paid, too. Let's not get it twisted. I'm not here to save the whales, you know, and hug trees and stuff. But, you know, it's great. It's a win-win if you can help people, you know, become successful and make money. So that's what I'm all about. And I love doing what I do, which is helping people, helping entrepreneurs like yourself. If you're listening to this, you're probably an entrepreneur, or you're just nosy, just somebody I used to know that's just checking up and seeing what I do, which is fine too. But to all the entrepreneurs out there, man, if you can help somebody, it's just that much better, you know, and get a check with it, man. That's great. So again, man, that's what this podcast is all about, you know, helping people, helping you succeed, helping you better build your business with the tips that I learned over the years and the things that has worked for me. I'm going to share with you guys. All right, so I'm glad you guys are tuning in, and again, this is the first episode that I'm doing, and man, I'm just excited, and we'll actually be right back after this commercial break.
Are you interested in flipping houses, but not sure where to begin? Have you spent hours online searching and watching videos for information, only to not find the answers you were looking for? Have you wished you could learn everything about real estate and how to earn big time with it? The real estate market is back with a bang. Now is the time to start flipping houses. Go to learnhowtoflip.net, and our step-by-step system will show you how to flip houses without cash, without credit. Learnhowtoflip.net is full of valuable information that will get you ahead in the flipping business. Now is the time to get into the lucrative business of flipping houses. If you have questions, learnhowtoflip.net has the answers. Not only will you learn how to flip houses without using cash or credit, you will learn how to strike amazing deals right away, learn about choosing a market, how to generate leads, how to wholesale real estate, and so much more. You can make money flipping houses. Go to learnhowtoflip.net and get started today.
Okay, we're back. Simeon R. Brown podcast. You know what? I didn't even come up with a name yet. I just realized that I have no name for this podcast as of yet. By the time I upload it, which is probably going to be in a couple of hours, I'll come up with a name, or at least a temporary name. And see, this is what I'm talking about with, you know, being an entrepreneur. Sometimes you got to pull the trigger even when you're not ready. Sometimes you just got to aim, or you got to shoot first, then aim. You know what I mean? Just to get things done, because that's the problem with a lot of different entrepreneurs, business people. You know, a lot of people just procrastinate their whole life away, and then one day you're dead. One day it's just too late to do anything. So, you know, that's my thing. I've been like that a lot with a lot of different things. You know, I'll just do things first and then figure out, you know, how I should do it later and just improve on it. That's the best thing you could do. Because everybody is a so-called perfectionist in their mind, you know, even though they haven't perfected anything. How can you be a perfectionist when, you know, nothing you've done has been or ever will be perfect? You know what I mean? The only thing you can do is make progress. You know, you really can't do perfection, so you can make progress. And the best way to make progress is not only to practice, but to do something and improve on it, right? So this is a perfect example. So, you know, this is a good lesson in itself. I'm learning and improving myself, and you guys get to witness that in the form of this podcast. So yeah, man, I'm just doing it, and the next show will be better, the next one will be better, whatever, you know. So that's how we're rolling right now. So quick thing, you know, everybody on social media right now, and again, you guys should be following me on social media. You know, I am the quote king. I'm the king of quotes. The first one to post motivational quotes on a daily basis. Yes, that's my title, first one to do it since 2008. I've been posting motivational quotes every single day since 2008. And I'm pretty much the first one to do it. Never saw no one else do it. Only thing I've seen people do is really post Bible quotes, which is, you know, fine for you if that's what you're into. But I have never seen anybody post motivational quotes on a daily basis like myself. I was the, you know, that's my title, you know, Quote King. So follow me on Facebook, you know, Simeon R. Brown, S-Y-M-E-O-N, R. Brown. Follow me on Instagram, Simeon, at Simeon R. Brown. Twitter, same thing, at Simeon R. Brown. And I'm pretty much on every single social media site there is, at Simeon R. Brown. I even signed up for some social media sites in Spanish. I don't know what it says. I have no idea. But I'm everywhere. I'm on 50 different social media sites. And I'm everywhere, man. That's how you have to be. You have to be everywhere. Everywhere. Listen, I'm still on MySpace. You can find me on MySpace. Type in Simeon R. Brown on MySpace. You know why? Because if there's more than two or three people on that social media site, listen, I need you to see me. I need you to hear me. I need you to know who I am. So it doesn't matter which one is popping or which one is the popping social media site at the time. I'm everywhere. I'm here, man. Simeon R. Brown, follow me. Tweet me. I'll tweet you back. You know, Instagram, follow me. I'll follow you back. If you have a page that looks legit, I'll follow you back on Instagram. If you have one of those spam pages or you have one picture, no, I'm not going to follow you. But if you have you're an entrepreneur and it looks like you engage regularly on your Instagram, I'll follow you back. Just no weird stuff. No, you know, porn pics, nothing weird. I'll follow you back. All right. So, yeah, I'm not really scripted this episode. And I don't think I'm going to be scripted for the next one. I don't know. I'll see how it goes. But, yeah, I just wanted to go into just a few different things that I'm currently doing. Something I started at the beginning of the year was, you know, I read, and I heard this a few different times over the years. I heard that the most successful people in terms of wealth, you know, the top 1% of money earners in this country, they read on average 5 books a month. The most wealthy people in this country read on average 5 new books every month. Now, the average person, you know, the person that's broke and doesn't, you know, make a lot of money, reads on average 1 book a year. 1 book a year. And the top people who's making, you know, the top 1% earners in this country are reading 5 books a month. And that is very, very interesting because that tells you right there what separates the, you know, the billionaires from the hundredaires, right? So I said, you know what? I'm going to do what the billionaires are doing. It makes sense, right? My goal is to be a billionaire before I die. I have big goals. So since January of this year, 2015, I've been reading a book a week. And it's been working out great. You know, it's something that I wasn't going to do at first because I'm like, man, you know, that's extra time I don't have, and that's probably what you're thinking. I don't really have the time to read a book a week, but it's like, if you want to have the same results that these successful people have, you have to. And I know some of you are listening to this thinking, well, listen, my goal is not to be a billionaire. My goal is to be comfortable. I just want to be comfortable. I want to have a snuggie and a warm blanket and be comfortable my whole life. I hate when people say that. You know, comfortable? What is comfortable? Making $50,000 a year? $60,000? You know, making just enough money for yourself? Listen, if you just want to be comfortable, you're selfish. Let me say it again. If your goal in life is just to be comfortable financially, you are selfish. Because guess what? If you're comfortable and your family members need something from you, or your kids need something from you, you don't have enough. Because if you was to take away from your comfortable finances, that would make you uncomfortable. If you're making, let's say, just $60,000-$70,000 a year, which that's pretty much what most people be comfortable. If you're right now, if you're broke and you're listening to this and you're not making much money, and you get offered a position or a job to make, let's say, $70,000 a year, you would be like, wow, I can be comfortable with this money. This will make me comfortable. But then, let's say your grandmother needs to pay for an expensive surgery, or maybe your kids, again, know they have to go to college and they get accepted to an expensive Ivy League college. Now, you paying for those things are going to make you uncomfortable. So you really didn't have enough money like you thought. Comfortable is just enough for you, but it's not going to work, you know, because you need to help people if you're able to. You know, I mean, you should. Why not? So my goal is to be a multi-billionaire before I pass away, before I die. And even if I don't achieve my goal, which I will, of course, long as I live long enough, I will be a multi-billionaire, guaranteed. Long as the only thing that can stop me is death. And I'm not even sure if death can stop me because I'm putting so many things in place that will keep earning me money and generating income after I die. Okay? So either way, I'm going to achieve my goals, right? And I want to achieve my goals so I can help more people. You know, I want my kids to have a better life. I want my grandkids to benefit from everything I'm doing in this lifetime. I don't want to be comfortable and when I die, you know, my kids are trying to figure out what they're going to do. What's their next move? You know, how they're going to pay for my expenses and leave them with a whole bunch of debt. So comfortable is not even an option for myself. For you, fine. You want to be comfortable? Well, I mean, good luck with that. You know, but me, multi-billionaire status, baby. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to connect with some serious entrepreneurs. And no, this is no MLM talk. This is not me trying to recruit nobody. But I do want to work with people that have the same mindset as me, that want to be, you know, billionaires, that want to be, you know, want to take it to the next level and be successful, and that know that, listen, in this life, you know, it's either success or death, you know, but hey, that's just me. So let me get into some of the books I've been reading, just to give you guys an idea. And one thing I do as well is I read books more than one time. Like, for instance, one of my favorite books, and probably every entrepreneur's favorite book, Think and Grow Rich. Very, very good book. I'm sure you heard of it. I'm sure you read it. Think and Grow Rich. If you haven't read this book and you're an entrepreneur and you're playing around, you need to go read that ASAP. And it's everywhere. You can get it for free, pretty much. Or you can buy it on Amazon for probably like $2 or $3, you know, F that. But you can go on YouTube and listen to the audio version or whatever. It's there. Just go ahead and listen to it, read it, go get it. Think and Grow Rich, all right, by Napoleon Hill. Great book. So what, you know, he did in that book, for you guys that don't know, is he pretty much went around to a bunch of successful people and just kind of studied what they did and wrote about it in the book. But what they say is about that book, Think and Grow Rich, is the average millionaire, right, listen to this, the average millionaire has read that book at least 17 times. And when I heard that, I was like, man, when I heard that years ago, I probably read it twice. And I said, let me go back and read it again. So I read it again this week. While I listened to the audio, which is the same thing, while I'm at the gym. I'm at the gym for probably like 2 or 3 hours every single day. So I listened to the audio book. Only took me a few days to finish. And this is probably my 12th or 13th time going over that book. So I got a few more times. But that's a great book. I definitely would advise you to go get it. Go check it out. And if you have read it, go read it again. You know, you need to read it 17 times before you become a millionaire. So they say. So go ahead and do that. Another book that I have read. I just got this book recently. Over the past few months. And I already went through it 3 times. And that is Grant Cardone's 10X. The 10X Rule. Great book. And I'm going to just sum it up real quick. Work 10 times harder than you think you have to. And that's pretty much what the book is all about. That's what it's saying over and over again, chapter after chapter. Work 10 times harder than you think you have to. And he's right. If you set huge goals, right? If your goal is to make $100,000 a year, well, that's not a real goal because you have to 10X that. You have to say, you know what? My goal is to make $1 million. So even if you fall short of your million, then you probably actually hit your 100 grand. But if you set a goal for 100 grand, you might fall short of that and hit 10,000, and then you'll feel like a failure. So 10X everything, you know, great book, 10X Rule. Go and read that ASAP. There's a few more books I'm reading. I'm gonna also, because I'm doing this podcast every week, so I'm just gonna after I read a book, I'll tell you about it and tell you what I thought of it. And tell you if you should get it or not, if you care to listen to me. But yeah, you know, so we're gonna go to another quick break, and we will be right back.
many of you, as I have been, as I am, are where you are in your life based upon what you believe. And it's not just what you think you believe on the surface, it's also your shadow beliefs that are holding you back from moving into the life that you believe you deserve. What I know is if you're not looking at the shadows, if you're not looking at what is subconsciously running through the tape in your mind, telling yourself you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, you're not smart enough, you're not enough, which is a tape that's playing for a lot of people. If you're not conscious of that, then you end up acting out of that belief system and not out of what you know to be the truest or want to be the truest for yourself. But you don't become what you want, because so much of wanting is about living in the space of what you don't have. That's why Jim Carrey's story is so powerful, because he started to act as though he already had it. He would go up to Mulholland Drive, he would drive away thinking, I already have those things, I just haven't accessed them as yet. I believe those things are going to come to me and I'm going to act like they are, so I'm going to move forward in my life in order to draw that to myself in such a way that my actions are in alignment with what I say I believe. So if you start to think about that, really, why are you where you are in your life? The choices that you have made have been because of what you believe to be true for yourself.
Okay, and I'm back. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. If not, you can feel free to go to hell. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to keep doing my thing. Also, if you guys, you know, for you guys that's following me on social media again, at Simeon R. Brown Twitter, at Simeon R. Brown Instagram, at Simeon R. Brown Facebook.com/Simeon R. Brown. Just type me into Google. I'm Googleable. And I should pop up. Feel free to email me or direct message me or PM me any questions that you have. I'll answer your questions on this show, or I'll tweet you back. You tweet me, I tweet you back, you know, or what have you. Because this is what I do. I love helping entrepreneurs, and it's my passion. And someone asked me recently, you know, how do you know, or how do you find your passion? How do you know what you're passionate about? You know, because I believe that if you just work, if you're going to work for the rest of your life anyway, which we all going to have to, you might as well work doing your passion, doing something that you're passionate about. So you know your passion based on this. This is how you know your passion. All right, I'm going to tell you right now. You know you're passionate about something when you can do it for the rest of your life and not get paid for it. Let me say it again. You know you're passionate about something if you can do it for the rest of your life and you don't have to receive money for it, right? That's what your passion is. Now, so all you have to do is think about what's something that I enjoy doing. I want to do it for the rest of my life. Even if I don't receive any money for it, I will still do it, right? Now, some of you know exactly what that is, you know, some of you don't. But no matter what it is, I mean, just think about what you do every day or what you do on a regular basis or what you enjoy doing that you can do forever and not receive a dime for it. All right? That's what you're passionate about. You know, even if you're sitting home playing PlayStation and smoking weed all day and you feel like you could do that for the rest of your life, well, guess what? If that was me, I would become an online gamer. I would, have a popping YouTube channel where I can make a lot of money teaching gaming stuff, and get paid from, you know, YouTube has that that ad campaign thing where you get paid for ads and stuff like that. And that's what you should do. Like I told my son is 10 years old and he loves games. He loves gaming more than he loves anything. He loves more than schoolwork, and that's all he's into. He doesn't like toys. He'd rather have, you know, games and apps and stuff like that. He's really into Minecraft. He's so far into Minecraft, that's all he cares about, right? So I told my son, I said, Samir, his name is Samir, I said, Samir, you know, if you're this interested in Minecraft, then you should get paid from it. You know, it makes sense because he spends a lot of time not only playing Minecraft, when he's not playing the game on the computer, he's watching other people on YouTube talk about Minecraft and teach them things and stuff like that. I said, Samir, well, you should do this. You should get your own YouTube channel. You should get your website, which I help him make a website. And you should figure out how to monetize this thing that you're passionate about. And that's what he's currently doing. He hasn't made any money yet, but the thing is, it doesn't matter, because when you're passionate about something, when you follow your passion, the money comes. So I would definitely encourage you to find your passion. Don't do something because, you know, the money's there. You know, because if you do that, it becomes work. Like, to give you an example, like I mentioned earlier in the show, I was a part of a network marketing company in like 2011, 4 years ago, and I wasn't passionate about the company. I did it for the money, and after a while, after, you know, about 2 years deep into the company, I really started to dislike what I was doing. You know, it's a lot of different reasons, but that one of the main things was I wasn't passionate about it. It started to feel like work. It wasn't fun anymore. It was fun at a time, but then it started to feel like work. I realized, man, I'm not passionate about this. You know, this is like a job. This is like a job that I own. So I really started to despise it, as well as many other things. You know, the comp plan sucked. That was another part of it too. So I was working harder than I should have worked after work. Plus the products were BS. And, you know, I started to learn things too, but that's a different subject. But the main thing was I wasn't passionate about it like I was. At first, I had passion because I was passionate about being an entrepreneur, having my own business. But I realized that wasn't enough. I had to be fully 100% passionate and dedicated about what I was doing in order to do it well. So that's what I'm doing, not only here on this podcast, but also just in my business. You know, I teach marketing. I teach branding. I teach you how to get sales in your business. So if you're interested in that, you can definitely hit me up. Send me a message on Facebook or whatever. Also, go to my website, SimeonRBrown.com. SimeonRBrown.com. I got a bunch of free information on there, a bunch of blogs. And it's a funny thing, because I started blogging in about 2011. And I got a lot of flack from a lot of online marketers, network marketers, but now I see all them doing it. So that's the funny thing, too. People are like, oh, blogging. What's the point of blogging? What are you blogging for? Now they all realize, oh, you have to blog. So definitely blogging your business. And don't be afraid to do what you got to do for your business, no matter what, you know, other unsuccessful people are telling you. So, yeah, go to my website, SimeonRBrown.com. And that's what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about helping you achieve your goals in business. I love sales. I love marketing. I love branding. And I also teach real estate, of course. I teach real estate investing. So, yeah, man, if you got any questions, feel free to hit me up and definitely follow me on social media. Definitely leave me an inbox if you got any questions. And, yeah, that's about it. So, I definitely appreciate you guys for, you know, listening to me ramble and talk for the last few minutes. And, you know, look out for this podcast. I'm going to be doing this every single week. Religiously, this is just a new way for me, or another way for me to add value, because I'm all about adding value, and that's something that you have to do in your business. You have to add value. You get paid based on the value that you add. So you don't get paid by the dollar, and this is something that I heard years ago. You don't get paid by the hour. You get paid by how much value you bring to the hour. Okay, so if you get paid $10 an hour, that's because you only bring in $10 worth of value to that particular hour. All right, so that is what it is. You know, you want to get paid more, you have to add more value. And how you can add more value is by becoming better, by reading more books, you know, attending seminars, and you know, get around some people that's more successful than yourself. And that again brings me to, you know, this mastermind. I'm looking to create a mastermind. Again, this is no MLM talk. This is no network marketing pitch. But I'm looking to create a mastermind of people. People that are successful. People like me. Like, people that's on the same goal, on the same wavelength as I am. You know, because a lot of things that I do, people, it seems crazy. Like, for instance, I get up every morning, or almost every morning, about 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, I go jogging, you know, I come back, I do work, you know, I hit the gym every day. Like, I do a lot of stuff that people just don't do, and most unsuccessful people do not understand, don't get it. They're like, well, why do you go to the gym every single day? Don't you need a rest day? I'm like, rest day? You mean when I'm dead? I don't need to rest. I need to work, you know? And like, why do you get up 5 in the morning? You work for yourself. You know, I'm like, because everyone else is getting up at 7, 8 o'clock. I got a few hour jump on them. You know, that's what it's all about. So if you're willing to do whatever it takes to be successful, I welcome you to join my mastermind team. I had mastermind teams in the past, but, you know, a lot of people just couldn't cut it. A lot of people, you know, everybody wants to be successful. There's nobody who I've ever met ever who said, you know what, I don't want to be successful. Everybody says they want to be successful. But when it comes time to putting in that work, to making those sacrifices, doing what it takes to really become successful, most people don't cut it. Most people don't have what it takes. So if you've been an entrepreneur for a while, you probably experienced that. You had teams of people that you work with, or different entrepreneurs that you collaborate with, and seeing most people just don't cut it. Or maybe you're one of those people that don't cut it. Maybe you're the one, you know. But definitely, if you're interested in just masterminding with me, just sharing ideas and having an accountability partner and just being held accountable for your actions as an entrepreneur, hit me up, send me an inbox or whatever, and let's get that going. And again, any questions, anything I can help in terms of branding, real estate, marketing, which is what I do, feel free to send me a message and I'll answer your questions on the next episode. So again, this is Simeon R. Brown. I don't have a name for this podcast show yet. I'm going to work on that once I'm done. And look forward for the next episode. And man, episode 1, done. And I'll see you next time. Peace.